Well, as everyone returns to their seats, I would like to invite all of the kiddos who were in art camp this past week up here. So if you were a part of art camp, you're welcome to come up here. Because this is the moment we've all been waiting for. I would like to also invite my wonderful better half, Jeanette, up here, as she will be helping me today bring God's word, as she will be sharing today. Yeah, you guys can stay on the steps. Yeah. You guys can go all the way up to the top if you want, but you can go ahead and have a seat, so this will be a second, okay? So we had such a great time this past week at our camp, and we wanted to share in that with you all. As we once again get back to our seats, we do want to invite, if you were at our camp, you're welcome to come up here and join with us and the kiddos. And as I said, I want to introduce my wife, Jeanette, and she will be taking us away from here. Yeah, you're good.
All right. So first, thank you, family, for praying for us, for allowing us to open our house to these lovely kids. And I want to thank the leaders. If you're a leader, I want to embarrass you, because that's what I do. If you have led a group or part of any part of this, can you please stand up? I want to thank you so much. You guys can sit down. I want to thank you so much because you made this art camp. Every time I got worried because it's like our numbers got up and I'm like, oh, would we have enough volunteers? And all of a sudden I get a phone call or Brandon gets somebody saying, hey, I'll help at art camp. And I was like, oh gosh, God, you're listening. All throughout art camp, we explored God's creation and how we are created uniquely. And in that, we share our creativity. How he created us with ability to create, and he had given us so many ways and methods just to do that. And so on day one, kiddos, what was our question? Do you remember our question? I'm going to go down the list. Bub.
When did God create color?
What day does when God create color?
So tell me, what day did God create color?
The first day.
The first day. Yes, whenever God created light. God created color. And that, I didn't realize that until I was preparing. That's the truth. Whenever we go outside and it rains and it's sunny, what do we see? A rainbow.
A rainbow!
And the rainbow is always the same pattern. So the first day, God created order in the chaos. And so, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form or void. And darkness was over the face of the depth. And the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, what did we do as our project, Emma?
We tie-dyed shirts.
Yes, we tie-dyed shirts. We had so much fun. Some of us are wearing our tie-dye shirts. And that was so much fun. Yeah, there's our triplets. I purposely put them in different groups, and they ended up with the same colors. So yes, You can see we had so much fun just starting our first night.
God is indeed so awesome. We really had such a great time. We averaged around 25 kids a night, and boy, it was just so much fun just be able to see them create and use those God-given gifts of creativity. You all did such a fantastic job on your projects. And we actually have some of the projects still back in the back there, and we'll be showing some of them on the screen. It was so awesome. We also learned some songs, right?
Yeah.
And what did we learn about music? Yes?
It's an art, too.
It's an art, too. And so is it okay if the kids sing for us today? That's okay. So let's stand up. And if you're able, and I want to stress, if you're able, you can stand up and join us on this. And so we're going to do Whose Side Are You Leaning On, okay?
Whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
Whose side are you leaning on?
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean.
Leaning on the Lord's side.
I lean, I lean, I lean, I lean.
Leaning on the Lord's side.
Whose side are you pressing on?
So day two, our verse was, then the Lord formed man out of dust, the ground and breath into his nostrils, and breath of life, and the man became a living creature. So can anyone tell me our question?
What are we? What are we made out of? Dirt.
What else? What else?
His breath.
Yes, his breath. Our, his own spirit. And what makes us different from rest of creation?
He takes time.
He took time. He took time to make us. He took time because he didn't speak and it was done. No, he took the time to get the dirt and breathe life into us.
Every other day, he says, let there be light, and there was so, but with us. I mean, isn't that awesome? I never took time to think about that. This is the day that he actually takes time and does work, like hard work and molding. Isn't that awesome? That's pretty cool, right, kids?
Yeah.
And so, what was our project? Girls, what? You know what our project was? We made things out of clay, and it was amazing. And so, ready to sing another song? All right.
We're gonna sing Every Move I Make. And it truly was amazing. They did some fantastic job with their clay pots and learning what it meant to mold things out of dirt and how creative you can be in doing just that.
So, day three. On this day, we learn something about God's intention for his creation. In reading the history of God's created work, we learn everything was good up to one thing. Do you know what that was?
Yarn.
Yeah, that was our project. We weaved. But do you remember, anybody?
What wasn't good?
That man was alone.
That man was alone. And so in Genesis 2:18, it says, "Then the Lord God said, 'It was not good that man should be alone. I'll make him a helper to fit him.'" So we are created to be together, and we're created for one another. And so we also use Ecclesiastes, and we learn that was one better than two?
Yes.
Yes? One is better than two?
No.
Oh, you're getting there. Yes, two was better than one. And then, yeah, so, and then three was better than two. But, like, what was the third one? Do you know? What was the
third one? God.
Yes, God was our third. Two is better than one because they have good reward for their toll. This is in Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. "For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, and he has no one to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. And three cord is quickly broken." Well, not quickly broken. So, as one of our people, our little peeps over here, said, we weaved. And it was, all of us learned how to weave. It was we got there, and once we got there, we made beautiful circle weaves.
Yes, we all learned how to weave, but more importantly, we learned that Jesus had woven us together to be together, that he binds us together because we are better together than we ever are alone. You ever wonder that God didn't call an individual? He called forth a church. He called forth a community, as the church is not a building. It's not these four walls. Yes, we are so grateful for it. It's such a blessing to have, especially AC during this hot summer. But he called forth a community and brought us together to support, to encourage, and to help one another. And more so, he is in our midst with us, making that three-folded cord that's not quickly broken. And we can truly come to him with our sorrow, with our shame, with our pain. And we can lay it down to him and experience the joy that community brings us with other faithful followers of Jesus. And so with this, we're going to sing again, kiddos. Let's stand up. And we're going to sing, I'm Trading My Sorrows. Yes.
Bringing us to our final night, day 4, when we ask the question, why did God make me me? We looked at the reality and hope we have and how God made us in his image. So God created man in his image, and in his image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. In this passage, Pastor has preached this past like 5 weeks, somewhere in that. I decided that it would be a great passage for what we talked about. For we are his workmanship, masterpiece, creating in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepares beforehand, and we should walk in them. And that's Ephesians 2:10. And so because we have sinned, not obeying God, we cannot truly see who we really are. Who God created us and the world God created around us. God who created the world around us, even the colors. God who took the time to create us out of dirt and his breath. God who created us not to be alone, but with each other and with him. On a side note, I did not see how the first three nights was going to filter into the fourth. But while I was, finishing my preparing on the fourth day, it hit me. Ain't that how God is? He even surprised me. Also, it shows that I was not directing this camp. It was him that was directing this camp. So, because it's art camp, I want to draw. Got that? That did not do that whenever I did. Other way.
Thank you for your help.
Thank you. So, we are on this cliff. It's pretty sad because we know that on the other end is God. Because of our sin, we're apart. We're not in true relationship with God. The one who created us, the one that knitted us together, with him and with others, we're far apart. But he sent someone down. He sent himself down and built a bridge between us and God. Jesus, what does John 3:16 say? Does anyone know?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. For who shall believe will have salvation? What? Oh, I say salvation. Eternal life.
Right. Because of what Jesus did, he built a bridge. And as we walk closer and closer to God, we get to see who we are and his identity that he has for us. And we can see the world around us the way he sees the world around us, with multiple colors, right? Our favorite color he created. Ain't that amazing? And so the kids will sing their final song.
Little time.
I am getting too old for some of that. Never, never. You guys can go back to your parents. Thank you so much. Give them another hand. We indeed had an amazing week this last week at our camp. We talked about who God was and who God created us to be as his masterpieces. And if you're here today, we want you to hear one thing. You are his masterpiece, created in his image. And sin doesn't have to separate you from him anymore. That you can have a relationship restored with God and with others. Because that's what sin did. It just destroyed the relationships that God created for us to have. And you can have that here today if you would just choose to step out on the bridge. If we would just simply choose to take that first step on the bridge, God's already done the work. He's already went to the cross for us. If we would just believe, it says, if we would just profess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, we too would have everlasting life. But not just everlasting life, abundant and full life in him. That there is a joy, a peace that surpasses all understanding when we know who Jesus is and when we walk with him in fellowship, in relationship, and with others. That there is a hope that we have if we would just take that first step on the bridge. The bridge has been made. Would we take that step? Maybe you're here today and you've never taken that step. We invite you to come and take that step. As always, our altars are open each and every Sunday. We call altars these steps. They are open for you to come and pray to the Lord to take that first step. If you've taken a step, but you've since kind of backpedaled a little bit, you're just like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be too safe. We invite you to take the next step, to learn more, to trust him more as you cross that bridge to where Christ is, to where Christ is bringing us, to see more how God has created you to be his masterpiece. Maybe you've been crossing this bridge for a long time, and you realize, gosh, I've kind of slowed down. We invite you to pick up your pace and growing more in your relationship, growing deeper in your relationship with Christ. So as our worship team comes forward to lead us into a time to respond to this message, because we cannot be mistaken, this was a message from God's word that he gave to us through our kiddos at our camp, that yes, indeed, Jesus loves each and every one of us. He cares for us. You are loved and cared for by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are his masterpieces. He took time to make each and every one of you.